Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. In a believer's heart gives the assurance and even the guarantee that the believer hope is in God, and his promise of glory is not misplaced and will not fail. The Holy Spirit does a lot of work because we have a hope and an expectation concerning all the things that God has sanctioned, declared, and decreed. There's nothing can compare, and nothing can separate us from the love of God. There's nothing that can compare, and nothing can separate us from the love of God. How can you say that? I'm glad you asked again, because Paul states in Romans 8 and 38, 39, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There it is. There's absolutely, undeniably, and explicitly nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Now, you, by your free will, can walk away from God, but God will not walk away from you. Nothing can separate us. There are 10 items here that says all of these things are accountable. But when you love God, when God says, I love you, God says, I love you unconditionally. And our Jesus Christ gave us, makes the difference in our life and in our relationship, because the way we are, we would never have a relationship with the Lord. How do you say it? Here's why. Because you would have never been a Christian if you had not had a relationship with the Lord. How do you know that? Because no man will come to him unless Jesus calls him. Everyone who became a disciple were called by the Lord. They didn't willingly go. The Lord said, you did not choose me, but I chose. And because he's choosing us, now I understand emphatically, undeniably, how Jesus could actually say, Father, all that you gave me, I have kept. Because there's some that the Lord do not even know. Because they don't know who the Lord is. My brothers and sisters, it is because of Jesus Christ that nothing can break our love relationship with God the Father. Jesus did it. Not our goodness, nor our title, our position, not because our pastor, Not because I'm a minister, not because I can explain scripture to the nth degree, but because of who he is. Everything that I am, everything that I know comes directly from the throne. And every time you hear me stand here, the Lord is speaking parenthetically to each and every one of us. Because the Lord has something to tell you and I in a prophetic day, in a prophetic time, to a prophetic generation. And the question is, he who have an ear, let him hear what the Lord is saying to us. Because some will hear, and some will scoff at it, and some will mock at it, and some will say it is not true, dumb. They will call you everything but a child of God. The day you start preaching the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's why we can say not everybody who come through that door have a relationship, but the Holy Spirit is working on all of our relationships. What are we here for? The historical text states in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Parenthetically, I've said that over and over again. I preach this message a lot of time, but every time you preach it, God gives you something else to dwell on. We see here God's motivation towards man is love. And God's love is not limited to a few, nor to one group of people, but his gift is for the whole world. For God so loved the world. God's love is expressed in the giving of his most priceless gift, which is his unique son, Jesus. He was unique, extraordinarily unique, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, not by man, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, birthed by natural resources in a natural way so that he could see you and I and have a relationship with you and I. Not only was he God manifested in flesh, but he was also humanity. He had a relationship, so you and I can't come before his presence when we enter into his kingdom and say, you don't know my story. But the Lord says, I knew your story before you even had one. I knew who you were before you even existed. I even saw you, the days of your life, the numbers of your year, because I am before time and beyond time. That's the God that we serve. For God, sir. Let's stop there. For God just did not love us. It is God who is the self-existent one, and there was nothing before him. And God, who is the greatest one, says that I am that I am. It is God who is all-powerful, who is sovereign and have sovereign power to rule and to reign. Men today want to rule and reign over everything that God made. They want the title, the position, they want acceptability, and God is simply saying, I'm in control of everything. I know what you're thinking before you even come. Men want to rule and to reign. But God is in control. We have shared that God is the maker and the creator and the sustainer of all things. In other words, he holds things together. I was watching a historical channel last night, and they was giving hypotheses, and hypotheses are nothing more than an educated guess. But there are those who are scientists who believe that they can literally figure out how the world came into existence by meteors and explosion, and how this world was formed from a gigantic fireball, and that the fireball was cooled down by meteors that struck the earth. And because meteors have little ice crystals, they have little ice crystals in it. And when the ice crystal hit the earth, it melted. And then that's how the seas came onto the earth. And when the seas came onto the earth, there was some little amoebas within the water that began to grow, and these amoebas began to move around. And after that, they said a volcano erupted, and that created more land. And when the land created, that was more of it than what used to be. And then there was a separation of the continent. And when the continent separated, they said trees and other things began to grow because it became a catastrophic thundering in the rain. And all of a sudden rain fell, the trees began to grow, animals began to flourish, and there, here we are. But they did not say how man got here. My Bible tells me in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. God who brought all things into total existence. Man can hypothesize all they want, but God says, I know the beginning from the end. I know it all. I created it all. Man can't even tell you nothing about ourselves. It baffles a man how we can think. It baffles a man how we function. But God says, I know you because I made you in my image and my likeness. Here's what baffles me about scientists. They can talk about everything that is physical, but they can't get into the spiritual. God can even work in the physical and spiritual. And the stuff that is physical will one day die, but the stuff that is spiritual will never die. Where is the scientist when they talk about spiritual stuff? They don't have an answer. But God, who is almighty and all-powerful, revealed over and over again that in the beginning, he created it all. For God so loved the world. Today, we have the greatest amount of people living in a world that he created. Over 8 billion people and counting, even as I preach, are all a part of God's love. And God knows and loves each of us. God is concerned about our love relationship with him and our love relationship with others. God is concerned whether you love your brother or not. God is concerned how you treat one another. God is concerned how you talk to one another. God is concerned about your relationship with him, but God is concerned about how you treat your brother. A new commandment I give you, to love God and love your brother as thyself. We can't even love ourselves. Because if we loved ourselves, we certainly wouldn't love, we wouldn't hate and war against our brother. How do you know it? My skin color. Some people don't like my skin color. Some people don't like my degree of education. Some people don't like because you've been blessed. Some people don't even like you got a new car. Some people don't like the way you sing. Some people don't like the way you look. Some people, Bruce, don't even like your hair. Some people haven't got the message. We have failed to love thy neighbor because of all of the things I just mentioned. And because God is concerned, John said, he gave his son. God gave the world his son, his one and only son. It was God's kindness being given to us, so that we should say, thank you for the gift. It's like grace, God's unmerited favor, a God's inexhaustible supply of goodness, a God's redemption at Christ's expense. You'll catch that on your way home. Now we know why we ought to say thank you for grace, God's favor. Father, we thank you for the gift of your son. God sent his sent the world a love gift, and this love gift was sent in a hostile world so that the world might be saved. If there was ever a time we see hostility in the world, it's right now. But there are some who are in the world who refuse to accept this love gift which God has to offer. God ain't gonna make nobody worship him nor love him. Nobody. John 1:11 states, he came to his own, and his own received him not. But conjunction, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The but makes a difference.